The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. After a 2-year hiatus and a lot of anticipation, Electric Picnic is finally back. Kicking off today, the festival is going to see 70,000 revellers head to Stradbally in Laois to enjoy some of the country's and indeed the world's biggest artists. I'm joined on the line now by two of the acts who are going to be taking the stage this weekend. Independent artist Tolu McKay and singer-songwriter with the Riptide Movement, Malachy Toohey. And also joining us live from Stradbally is our very own Cathal O'Sullivan. Cathal, let's turn to you. Do your best Met Éireann impression. What does it look like now and what's the forecast?
Well, good morning, Anton. It's actually sunny skies at the moment and it's fairly bright. Like the heat is really on, but I am impending doom. There's impending doom coming. So we're kind of getting the wellies ready and covering the tents as much as we can.
And that, I assume, while it'll dampen the people, it won't dampen the mood.
Oh, no. Like we arrived last night, we went in on the early access tickets and the mood was just like it was like we had never left in 2019. It was like we were there yesterday and the people are just kind of in the mood for Electric Picnic. And it's kind of it's unique in that it's probably Ireland's longest running festival at this stage. And the buzz around the place was just like ecstatic.
Is this your first EP?
It will not be. I'm a Laois man myself, so I'm from Port Laois, so I'm not too far from the site of Electric Picnic. So I think it's my 6th year camping, my 8th year going. So I'm not a novice anyway.
Oh, you're far from it. There wouldn't be many who would be more seasoned. Is it necessary to camp to make the most of it?
No. Us at Laois here, a lot of me and my friends will probably tip home if we're saturated and the rain has got too much. But we've done that in years before. And look, it doesn't take anything away from the weekend. It's still going to be unbelievable. The acts, the crack, the campsite, it's up to 90 already. Like people are already sending me pictures from the campsite. It's just the buzz is on.
So you're going to be able to get a change of clothes, a hot meal, a shower, anytime you want?
Well, look, you can still get a hot shower in the Jimi Hendrix campsite, but you might have to queue for half an hour, whereas there's no queue here in Port Laois.
Highlights that you're looking forward to?
I can't wait for, I suppose, the likes of Megan Thee Stallion, Declan McKenna. He's one I've seen before. Snow Patrol on Sunday and the Arctic Monkeys, you can't really beat them. And there's actually a local guy here from Port Laois, Keane Kavanagh. He's doing really well. And for anyone who wants to see him, he's playing tonight at 12 o'clock in the Mind and Body stage. Bit of local support there, it'd be great.
And of course, we can't overlook the Riptide Movement performing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Malachy, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm very good. Cathal was boasting about his number of times that he has been to Electric Picnic. You've performed at it 10 times, is that right?
Yeah, we've played it, I'd say in and around 10 times. We've done the main stage on the last one back in 2019, which was class. It was a good one. And we've done the Salty Dog that year as well. So we normally do 2 or 3 performances when we're down there. This year we're doing a couple. We're doing one on the Salty Dog on tomorrow night at 11:45, and then we're doing something in the Hot Press chat room as well. We're just doing a kind of acoustic set and a chat there. But yeah, we've had lots of good EPs, and I think our favourite one, well, I think our first one that I went to as a punter would have been in 2007, and I absolutely loved it. And then we got to play it for the first time in 2009 with the band. I think we opened up the Cosby stage that year on Sunday. And we've kind of been back playing every year. And yeah, we've been lucky enough to play the main stage twice. So we've kind of got a good insight into EP over the years, you know.
And you've done Glastonbury as well. How does it stack up?
Yeah, I'd put it right up there with it. Like Glastonbury's massive. It's like Electric Picnic, like 4 times the size of Electric Picnic. So, and Electric Picnic is pretty big. So, but it's a very similar vibe. And as festivals go, I definitely put Electric Picnic up there right beside it. And it's definitely my favourite festival of the year in Ireland. You know, I just love going to it. I love playing it. I love checking out all the bands and the whole vibe and banter and all down there. It's just brilliant, you know.
And for people listening, you're playing what stage and what time tomorrow?
So we're playing the Salty Dog stage. And that is at, I think it's 11:45 tomorrow night. So it's a good slot. So we're looking forward to that.
Do you get nervous?
I wouldn't say nervous. I'd say just kind of a little bit of nerves, but it's more excitement. So, you know, it's always good to kind of have a little bit of nerves because it keeps you sharp before you go out to play. But like the minute you hit the stage and you hit the first chord on the guitar, you're away. And you can't beat that feeling. So, and it's just so good to be back playing live again, particularly with everything being shut down the last couple of years with COVID. It's kind of a new, we've kind of noticed, there's always a good vibe when we're playing live, but it seems extra special this time. All the gigs we've been playing throughout the summer, there's just, the audience are really, really up for us, and there's a great synergy between the band and the audience, and I'm sure all the artists and all the people going to gigs since things have opened up since COVID, they can feel that there's something special in the air, and it's great synergy between the audience and the acts.
Well, I mentioned Tolly McKay is with us as well. Tolly, good morning.
Good morning.
Is he right? Is there a particular vibe about the place and an expectation and a mood that is about as good as it gets?
Oh, absolutely. I remember the last time that I went to Electric Picnic, I was literally like just buzzing from the experience, just from the excitement. I even did camping. I never did camping in my life, but for Electric Picnic, I did, even in the rain and everything, because the buzz, like back in 2019, was just incredible. So I'm excited to go back to perform and to just, you know, have so much fun, like with the band, because that's what they want to see. They want to just have fun.
Well, that was one of the things I was wondering about the camping. Whatever about Malachy and the guys in the Riptide Movement on Saturday, will you have a very exhausted audience by the time people have been camping for two nights?
I probably will, but you know what? I think they know what they're in for. Like, it's the 3-day event. Those that are there that are coming for either Sunday or for the entire weekend, they know what they're up for. And, you know, we've been in lockdown, like, for the past 2 years. So I think people are just going to take it as it is, and even more because it's just so much more excitement. It's the first year that it's back now. And people want to, you know, be excited. People want to see something new. And I'm definitely going to be putting on a show so that they don't sleep on Sunday.
Well, does that mean that your cover of N17 is off the set list? Because it's very soft and contemplative. Is it festival fodder?
Oh, no, I'm not going to say that I'm giving that, or I'm not going to give that, because I don't think I should let you know what I'm going to be doing on my set list. But then I will say that people haven't seen what I do. You know, everything that I've done over lockdown has been like through TV, through like navigating a different way of adapting and performing on TV. So no one has really seen how I perform unless you come to like the likes of Vicar Street or my headline shows, and that, like, that's just me gigging like in certain spaces. So for what I want to do, like for Electric Picnic, I want people to like come, because I like the show that we put on is like big. It's much more, it's so different from N17, so different from like ballad sets. Like my variety of like and range of music is like from me rapping, from me like singing, from me dancing, from me going mad on stage. Like that's the kind of performer that I am.
And the same question that I put to Malachy, what time and what stage?
I'm going to be on at Sunday at 3:15 on the Rankin Wood stage.
Well, best of luck, break a leg, and likewise, Malachy, best of luck to you and the guys in the Riptide Movement. Cathal, to go back to you to finish, for people who are in the cars or on the bus or getting a lift or however else they're making their way to Laois, last minute camping advice, what are the essentials that they need to bring?
Oh, warm clothes, hand sanitizer, wipes. Black bin bags will always get you out of a hole, whether it be covering a roof of a tent or putting your dry clothes in it. And do you know what? Cans of beer, Anton, you can't beat them.
Well, obviously I can't make any comment on the last one, but the bin bag is a hell of a suggestion. Cathal, have a great time, and hopefully as of this, are you now officially off? Can you hang up your hat and be a punter for the rest of the day?
I'm out of office.
Good man. Enjoy it. That is Cathal O'Sullivan from News Talk. And before him, Malachy Toohey, singer-songwriter with the Riptide Movement, and Tolly McKay, independent artist. And Tolly's on stage on Sunday, and Malachy and the guys in the Riptide Movement are on Saturday.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.